This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Tech Talk. There are about 150,000 security guards in Malaysia, a staple in residential and commercial properties. Security2U.co is planning to innovate the security sector and manpower in Malaysia, entrepreneurs, leadership and technological community for providing quality opportunities. I'm now speaking to CEO and founder Dr. Fred Wu on how he plans to do this. Before we go on, Dr. Fred, can you share a little bit about your background?
Good morning, BFM, to all. You know, thanks for having us. And first of all, actually, you know, I'm into management consulting. You know, for more than a decade. You know, so after that, you know, I saw the opportunity, you know, to work with Signy, which is the founder of Security2U. Mm-hmm. So I've spent, you know, a lot of time, you know, onto strategy, planning and execution. Yeah, that's about me.
Right. And what are some of the gaps when it comes to the security sector?
Actually, you know, what we actually saw is actually the career gap, you know, where there are a lot of, you know, locals have been jobless, you know, that we have seen, which is so sad, you know. And also the fact that, you know, the security guards, you know, aren't really legal from what we see. And we believe that, you know, with this digital platform that we're offering right now, we can, you know, close the gap and making sure that, you know, buyers can find sellers, sellers can find buyers.
Right. And it's very interesting. It's going to be Asia's first B2B, C2B, B2C and C2C security guard digital platform,
exactly.
Right? So how does that work? Can you explain like B2B how, C2B how and the rest?
Okay. Frankly, you know, what we see right now, B2B, if you're talking about B2B, you know, where security firms can actually find customers, let's say, you know, those shopping malls, construction sites,
right,
you know, that they need a lot of manpower onto, you know, to ensure that security are there, right? So meaning to say B2B, we cover. Then if you're talking about B2C, you know, business like security firms, they actually in search for quality security guards. So how, you know, beside Nepalese, you know, there's no way out, you know, to find. And Security2U solves this, you know. We provide a platform for them to find, especially the locals. That's our emphasis. If you're talking about C2B, actually, our platform, the uniqueness of our platform is that we provide freelance opportunities, you know, for those, you know, who are in search for security jobs. Let's say today, if you're looking for a part-time, you don't want to work for long, you know, or a something that contractual. Perhaps one day or 2 days, you know. By the way, through this platform, you know, if you are a static guard, armed guard, or bodyguard, you can actually through this platform and find the jobs, you know, that you would prefer. Today, you can work, you know, in Kuala Lumpur. Next month, you know, based on our policy anyway, you can work in Penang. No string attached, you know, frankly. And C2C, frankly, security guards, you know, can actually straightforwardly connect, you know, to the end user, whether you are VIPs, you know, whether you are a company itself, C2C. That's how a security firm, I thought it's a comprehensive, you know, applications that connects and close the gaps, you know, as far as security industry is concerned.
Okay, how do you vet the security guards?
Do you think, you know, I should put this, you know, to our founder, Mr. Signy, to explain this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, this is Signy here. So how we vet security guards is actually through KDN and also PDRM. So all these guards has to go through the police vetting and KDN vetting. Once they have passed, then we will take them into the security industry. So if the vetting fail, we will not give them the opportunity to go in because for the safety reason.
Okay, because that's quite a scary thing, right? Because security guards, you know, that's such a so personal, right? Yeah. And I guess okay, over the last 6 months, right, what has been some of the things that you've discovered about the app?
Frankly, you know, There are so many things, you know, along the way, you know, that we discover,
mm-hmm.
which we have never thought of, you know.
Right.
Let's say, you know, one of the things, you know, where we will launch, you know, soon after 23rd of December is something that called, I think, you know, we can reveal that, Mr. Sainia.
Yeah, yeah.
Is panic button.
Mm.
You know, panic button meaning that, you know, in any chance, any event, you know, that you feel yourself, you know, isn't really secure, you can actually, you know, just log onto our apps, you know, as long as you are our user, by the way, then you can actually just call a bodyguard, you know, instantly.
Right.
So we thought that, oh, cool, something that, you know, that is actually we are solving, you know, the safety problems, you know, those who are in need, you know, instantly.
Hmm.
Another thing, you know, which we also thought of, you know, is that we would like to bring, you know, the quality, safety quality to malls, you know, because we have seen a lot of, you know, issues, you know, problems in the car park and whatnot.
Hmm.
So we thought, you know, through our bidding feature, all right, so shopping malls, you know, construction firms, you know, or any other corporate buildings, you know, can search quality security firms within just clicks.
Right.
So those who are our participating, you know, security firms, you know, of course, you know, we will, with our strict due diligence, we assure them, you know, can get, you know, quality security firms as well as, you know, legal, you know, security guards within our take, anyway. Yeah, so these are two things, you know, that, you know, along the way, 6 months, you know, down the road, you know, we have found, oh, something that we can come to, you know.
So, and what's the situation, right? We've got about 150 security guards. What about the illegal ones? What do we do with that? Or what's the situation there?
Okay, when we talk about illegals, okay, there's a lot of Nepalese illegal guards that has been hired by security firms because there's a lack of manpower in Malaysia because the locals felt that you know, security job in Malaysia is less attractive and less pay. So now what we are trying to and where we are trying to fix this problem is we want to make security job an attractive job for our locals.
Yeah.
At the same time, we are promising them a very attractive salary, probably three times more than what they've been paid from the from the security firms.
Right.
So yeah. That's how we are coming to fix this problem.
Okay. And how do you help, one of the things, the features as well, right? How do you help the community to be both supplier and customer?
Frankly, Freda, this is a very good question. You know, of course, you know, at the startup stage, you know, we hope that, you know, we can always strike the balance, you know, at the start.
Mm.
Yeah, at one point of time, you know, we have to assure that, you know, there are good, you know, amount of supply in terms of security guards. And that's, you know, prompted us, you know, to work very, to work quickly right now with training centers, academies, stuff like that. Thank God, you know, we recently secure, you know, one by the name of, you know, ENF Academy. Yeah. So with that, you know, we assure that, you know, there are consistent supply. So, of course, you know, we're also in talk with several other academies right now. So those who are actually keen, you know, can actually contact us right now. Don't miss the chance, you know, because, you know, we're not open for more. So on the demand side right now, so we understand that, you know, there are actually, you know, a lot of opportunities.
Right.
There are a lot of job opportunities, you know, ever since, you know, the closure of Nepalese supply, if I'm not mistaken,
correct.
You know. So there are actually a lot. And we are opening up, you know, the local line right now, whereby those Malaysian, you know, we urge them to come and join us. Frankly, we believe that, you know, with the job, you know, situation right now, and with the flexibility, you know, of the work, you know, career path, you know, that we create for them, you see. So we don't really worry about the so-called the demand, you know, for that, you know, because there are so many jobs, you know, out there.
All right. I've been speaking to Dr. Fred Wu and Sainidhya Murugia, co-founders of Security2U.co. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Enterprise. This is Tech Talk. I'm here with co-founders of Security2You.co, Dr. Fred Wu, and also Sainidhyan Murugia, and talking about this interesting new app that's just come about as well. Now, very important question as well. What is the business model?
Wow, this is big, you know. We thought, you know, we are a comprehensive, you know, on-demand application, you know, that offers not just only job, but also we create, you know, career path, you know, for the many, especially the local Malaysians, you know. So that being said, you know, we believe that, you know, we are a comprehensive, you know, digital platforms and also a provider for security guards,
right?
Be it
right.
You know, static security guards,
right?
You know, armed guards or bodyguards. You know, having said that, today you know you could be just a static guard, you know, but you want to actually climb to a next ladder. So through our comprehensive business model, our structure itself, you know, you can actually, you know, go higher and higher. And make sure that, you know, the earnings, you know, can grow. Yeah, consistently anyway.
So
this is who we are, you know. It's not just about a job portal, by the way.
Right. And I guess this situation with security guards, this is very unique to Malaysia, right? There's nothing of this, you know, when we talk about the security guard situation, this is like just very particular to Malaysia, right?
Yes, particular. Mm. But of course, you know, we aim, you know, for other overseas, you know, venture right now. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, there are several investors, you know, who are keen to actually bring to others segments, you know. This is something that, you know, we would like to explore, you know. Hopefully, you know, we can make it, you know. And guess what? You know, we right now, we have to focus on Malaysia and solve, you know, the problems right now. Let's say, you know, the job, you know, that we are aiming. Hopefully, you know, we can make it through within the first 100 day after our launch, 23rd of December.
So looking at something that can be also, I guess, slightly tweaked across the region, right? Depending on what their needs are as well.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. You know, and how has the pandemic affected the situation? I mean, of course, this came about before the pandemic, during the pandemic, as you're developing this?
Pandemic have not affected the business at all. I mean, the development of the app. If you see, security is one of the businesses that have not fallen on pandemic. It has been rising and rising because security is very crucial and it's very important, and security have never stopped. So while we were doing this app, so we realized that, you know, there's nothing going to stop, even pandemic or any other disaster is not going to stop security. So so we going to ensure there's jobs for everybody, anyone, even it can be users or, like, you know, security firms or the security guards. So we going to ensure that nothing is going to stop us.
Yeah. So what we see, you know, actually, you know, even though after pandemic, you know, the orders, you know, are just, you know, rising. So we believe that, you know, with this platform, you know, actually can actually close the gap where they can get, you know, guards instantly, faster, quickly. Yeah, because, you know, the one thing is for sure is that the screening, you know, the quality of the security guard firms, you know, that, you know, buyers, you know, may not really aware of, you know. Those, you know, who are really outperforming, who are doing well, but they are small. They have, you know, less budget to do marketing. But because of our system, you know, get that, you know, because of our reviews, you know, ratings, you know, that, you know, offer to this, to the users, actually, you know, they can outclass, you know, those who are big, you know, with massive budgets, you know.
Right.
So in a way, you know, we're helping, you know, those small security firms, you know, who want to offer quality jobs, you know, to the to our people, to businesses, to how to residences, you know, that they can actually, you know, outshine, you know, in within our platform. So this is how, you know, we see after pandemic, you know, there should be a good, you know, positive, you know, intakes as far as the security guards and security firms concerned.
Are you working with more individual security guards or companies that provide security guards?
frankly, at this stage, you know, we are actually working with more security firms rather individuals, you know.
Right.
But of course, you know, we're still open our lines for those, you know, who are keen to be part of this, that you can actually apply, you know, through our portal, through our system, whether it is a website or mobile. Mm. So then, you know, get yourself visible so that security firms can pick you.
Right.
Of course, you know, you stand a chance to also select or not to accept anyway.
So how long did it take for you to develop this? I know, you know, you've been working on this for a while, but from ideation to creation, how long was this conversation going on? Was it just this year?
No. Actually, we planned this idea was like 2 years ago. We planned this 2 years ago, and we wanted to come up with a perfect app. So we wanted to develop the app to be perfect. So it took us 2 years. Yes, and yes, pandemic. We couldn't meet, so we had more of Zoom meetings,
right.
And you know, we managed to complete this app in like 5 months,
right?
Roughly
right.
About
roughly about 5 months, and so 2 years.
2 years,
it looks like a long journey, though. Anyway, but then you know, after a while,
journey.
You know, we thought, you know, when we check back our milestone and so on, oh my goodness, you know, we did everything, you know, within 5-6 months. Though.
Yeah.
Right. But the idea to, you know, I think it was more important, right, to sort of get that right, then you make sure that the solution is, you know, meets all those needs. So tell me about this, the tie with ENF, Elite Security Training Academy, and the INSEMA, right, the Institute of Entrepreneurship Management Asia. How does that work?
Okay, ENF is a training center powered by HREF and Pokeso through Ministry of Human Resource. So what they actually do is they will train the guards accordingly. Like for example, for static bodyguards or also arms. So we just have to like mostly they are supplying the guards to us.
Yes.
Through the vetting, I mean, which means the police vetting, KDN vetting is done from the academy itself. So they supply the guards to us. So we will ensure they the guards get their jobs through the app.
Okay.
So that is the basic requirements.
Yeah, that's the basic requirements.
Basic requirements, you know, as far as the recruitment is concerned. And that's why, Fred, just now you asked, you know, how do we ensure that the supply? So with the collaboration, you know, of, you know, several academies, you know, that we foresee within the next 6 months, you know, we believe that the supply is going to be successful.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big hit anyway.
Right.
So what's more, you know, what actually makes our platform unique is that through our training ecosystem, you know, let's say INSEMA is part of it, you know, that, you know, we actually offer more short courses, you know, more short courses, and ensure that, you know, they are not just being just a basic certified security guard, you know, but actually they can climb even higher. Let's say, like I said just now, you know, today you could be a static guard, you know, but tomorrow let's aim, you know, something that bigger.
Right.
So having said that, security guard is no longer just a boring, less attractive, you know, job, you know, that kind of thing. You know, we would like to attract more local Malaysians, you know, to be part of us, come to this place.
Right. Okay. Well, thanks for spending time with us. I've been speaking to CEO Dr. Fred Wu and Managing Director Sainthia Murugia, co-founders of Security2U.co, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.